This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We start the 9 o'clock hour off with shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, DeMarcus Amir Cousins. Wowee, dude. I can't believe he's still playing basketball, first of all.
You're mad because he did the gear shift?
Huh?
You're mad because he did the gear shift?
Yeah, that's it.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, watch the video. I'm not mad at that. I just stupid.
Going into the crowd and...
I mean, he's getting, you know, he's playing in Puerto Rico now. And the fans are getting on him. And there's, you know, basketball, the fans are sitting right on the floor. So he comes off the floor, and he grabs his junk. He's waving it at the guy, and like, you know, then the guy, the man gets up and comes after him, and the guy, he wants to fight the 6'10" basketball player.
Yeah, smart guy.
Yeah, good on you, man. Then the players are restraining Cousins. His friends are restraining the fan. Then it continues. Then he's having beer thrown on him and food. Then he comes back out of the tunnel, tries to fight with more fans. I was like, what's wrong with you, dude?
I love Boogie.
Yes, well... Boogie Cousins.
He ain't wrong. He's a piece of work.
He's just
I love him.
It's just not a good look, though. He really looked bad doing all that, honestly.
The gear shift.
Yeah, that just looked terrible. that was the part I was like, no, man.
He was right in the guy's face.
Yeah, just give the guy the finger and turn around. Like, don't do that.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your show?
This rock climber. So I was going to do this earlier in A World of Stupid, but then I found another story that I wanted to do. So I figured I'd save it for a shovel. There was a rock climber that was free climbing, which I still don't understand. I get in the back of your mind, there's no safety net. There's nothing that can save you. But I was talking to Ed.
Is there a documentary about that?
Yeah, Free Solo was great.
Right.
If you guys haven't watched 12 Peaks, that's another really good one. I think it's 12 Peaks. There's a bunch of really good documentaries on mountain climbers. And the Free Solo one is the guy he's climbing without any harness, without anything to... You know, for safety. Well, this cat, I showed you the video earlier. It looks like he went to a softball game and said, hey, I'm going to climb that mountain. It looks like he's wearing tennis shoes, a t-shirt, and just shorts. And he gets stuck on the side of the mountain. So first off, your ass is lucky that someone knew you were there, that they were able to come get you. How long did he have to hold on before they were able to get somebody to come rescue him? And then on top of it, like, and I understand maybe there's not a way to do this, but the excitement of the Free Solo stuff... Can't you just wear some sort of parachute? Is there a body gliding? Is there something that could limit the damage of you falling? Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Take an umbrella with you. It'd be Mary Poppins.
Yes.
It's just something.
We'll stay your ass on the ground.
Well, how about a bungee cord? Like everybody else.
And I'm assuming that's part of the thrill is that you have nothing saving you. Mm-hmm. But like, it's stupid. It's stupid. Anyway,
dude, I'll give you my story first. I told you guys yesterday I left work early to go to the golf tournament yesterday with my buddies, James O, Brian Falter, Brian Keller, all of us just hanging out, having a good time. Holtz, love these guys, always giving it good things. It was for the Brian Healy Foundation. Right. Brian Healy Foundation, a friend of ours died like 10 years ago now. And he wanted to have a foundation. So what these guys do, they do a lot of charity work, fundraisers. They give money to private school students to help them pay for private schools. I'm fully invested because one of the scholarships is the Robbie Long Foundation at Mount Carmel. Tremendous, tremendous foundation. My shovel goes to me because it was a golf tournament, but it wasn't for the Healy Foundation yesterday. It was for the Pappas Foundation, which gives to the Air Block Courage Award. So I went to the right tournament, but because it's the same guys, I assumed it was the Healy Foundation. And when I got there, guys had their arms folded. I'm like, what's wrong? This is not the Healy tournament. This is the Pappas tournament. So I gave the wrong information out yesterday, and I even took off work to do that because of that reason, and it wasn't that one. So for the Ed Block Courage Award, it was the Pappas Golf Tournament. Still doing great things. Ed Block Courage Award, great organization as well. 410-583-1057. What are you frustrated about over there for? Mr. Adidas, you all right?
No.
No. Yeah, not all right. All right. We'll talk, about it. We'll talk about it.
I got a few things going on.
We'll talk about it during the break.
Yo.
Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, could the possibility of signing Jair Alexander push Lamar to restructure his deal? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up on 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, if I was making a boatload of money and I didn't have to get money back, but I could restructure the way that money came to me for my friend and somebody that could help me work with me, I'd do that. I'm hoping Lamar sees it that way when they come to him about Jair, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, look, I think
Jimmy Kahn.
When we've talked about it, it's like you got to restructure. You got to have somebody restructure if you want to fit him in. It sounds like, look, he and Lamar drafted the same year out of the same university, very familiar with each other. I thought Ken McCusick earlier brought up a great point, just saying maybe this is what gets the extension done because Lamar wants, you know, his guy to come here. So it's, I think it could work out both ways. And I think this is a place he would like to go to as well. So make it work, right? And we brought it up earlier too, like the whole, if it's Jair Alexander, Jalen Ramsey's name still out there.
I love him.
They have a little bit of money under the cap. A restructure could give them more. And I think they could make either one of those work. I think the Alexander thing is more likely, though.
Just because you think it's cheaper?
I think it's cheaper, and I think there's more of that push to get him from Lamar.
I would have to think that's true. I mean,
that's my belief. I don't have any.
Talk to Lamar.
Well, teammates, I mean, if they didn't get along, this wouldn't be even being discussed because people would have known that already. So I'm assuming, you know, this is a boy and it's like, hey, you know, this is a good place to play. Come on over here. They got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you want to come? You know, the biggest star in the team, the biggest star in football, really, right now.
Yeah.
Wants you to come play and you know him. So why not?
Do it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
do it and let the English see you do it. Sorry.
Well, he did. He did repost when they released him. He did repost it, the release, and just commented, "Wow!"
I think
in this generation, that you know, reposting and things like that and liking is a sign of approval.
All right, so let me throw you the other part of this that I think is in discussion. He's been hurt the last 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at Jalen Ramsey, and Jalen Ramsey's been healthy and played a lot. Does that matter to you? Or if you feel like if you're getting him, because he's not just a depth piece. This is a starter. This is one of the better corners in the league. And he allows you to put Marlon in the slot and kind of do what you want on the defensive side. They have so many good pieces. If you put their best 11 players out there, I'm not sure what personnel they're in, but it's damn good.
Assuming that I didn't have a preference, the injury history would sway me. I'm Team Ramsey anyway. But assuming that I didn't have a preference, yeah, that would mean something to me. Absolutely. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I guess. That's what you have physicals for, though. If your medical staff says, yeah, he has some injury history, and we're not saying he can't get hurt again, but we're saying whatever the injury history was, it's behind him for now. That's what you want to hear.
But football's so tough because it's so easy to get hurt in this contact game. And like guys play through even injuries. We talk about playing through pain. There are guys that play through injuries the whole season. Hell, I mean, Ray Lewis played with a torn bicep.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, get him up there, get him all like combated, ready to go, put that armor on him so he's protected. He looked like a damn gladiator out there. So
play like one.
Yeah. But I guess the point is, like, if you're going to knock Jair Alexander, I think it's going to be because of the injury bug and maybe some of the issues with coaching front office. I don't see that being an issue here. I think the honeymoon phase works out well if he gets here.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, something went on in Green Bay. I don't know what it was because he just seemed to be inherently unhappy there.
Yep.
Ramsey is a guy, again, I told you my stance on Ramsey is I think he's a dude. I mean, I think he comes here as a dude. I think he's an alpha.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to, you know, his reputation precedes him.
And I think he can play safety if he's like, if he's at the back nine of his cornerback skills, put him at safety, man, because we could use help there as well.
There's a lot of options with this team and the different ways that they can confuse offenses. Because I think the blitz packages and the different things that you could come up with all these guys, like, I mean, your secondary can be used in so many different ways outside of just covering players. And mm-hmm. that's, I don't think a lot of teams can say that you can bring your guys up and say, dare them. Like, okay,
yeah,
you want to try this? Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So I just think.
Try it and find out.
Yeah. F around and find out. Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
But I, you know, no matter what, getting Jair Alexander or not, I still think this is the best team in football and they got
to
show us.
All right. I go back to Ramsey.
Yeah.
That attitude that you just said, F around and find out. He's the poster child of that.
Yeah. Well, you ain't got to explain. I love Jalen Ramsey.
He is the poster. It's a different, dude. I just think the attitude that the guy brings could be that attitude to kind of like
that they need.
Him. Yeah, man. I mean, he's
got the same kind of attitude that Roquan does.
He's oblivious to failure. I mean, he's the guy. He's what you want in the corner. Yeah, I just got beat. Do it again.
Because he's gonna press you.
He bets on himself, yeah. man. I mean, yeah. I just can imagine that guy fitting in that locker room like the final piece to the puzzle.
I get what you're saying, but you also have to give up something to get him. Jair, you don't.
I know, and that's the thing that gets me. But
yeah,
I wouldn't mind giving up a draft pick for him.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't mind.
How high would that draft pick be? Because I think it's probably a mid-round.
Fourth round?
Yeah, I don't think it's... The weird thing is we...
I'm saying fourth.
Yeah. I mean, saying mid-rounds, I think that's kind of in that grouping. I don't know.
That's
I don't
still
know
a good... That's a high... I mean, that's high for a guy with that much time, but yeah.
But he's got a lot of... He's got money left on that deal, too, mm-hmm. and it's not...
I know.
Cheap.
But what are we all talking about? If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey was in next year's draft, Ed. Would you draft him for the fourth round in the fourth round and he only lasted for 2 years? Would it be worth it then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I look at that draft
pick. Yeah, it's like
I wouldn't give you a first or a second because I want more value out of that, but out of a fourth?
I think this year you push your chips in the middle of the table.
Say, let's go.
I ate all my chips.
Because if you don't, then there's a lot on the line. There's a lot more on the line that follows that. Think about not winning the Super Bowl next year. There's a lot. You start rethinking contracts. You start rethinking your spending. You start rethinking your staff, your roster. A lot of things change if you don't go in the Super Bowl next year.
Yes.
We don't want to talk about that right now, but I'm telling you, it does.
Yep.
This is your third or fourth run at it. 2019 was a run at it. Best record in football. The last 2 years was a run at it. And now you don't – four stabs at this thing and you don't get it. You start rethinking a lot of things. You'll have some Lamar fans that start rethinking some things. You will. You'll start getting labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You're half an inch away from being labeled right now. Don't win it in 25. I'm with Ed. I'm pushing everything to the middle of the table. Say, man, bring this guy in.
Yeah.
If we win it, we're fine. Nobody cares how long he's around here. Nobody in Los Angeles cares that the Rams won a Super Bowl and probably won't win another one until another 5 years do they care.
You know why I like what you're saying is that the simple fact that you are, not that you're just pushing everything in the middle and saying, hey, we're all in with this, because the window is still open. You're not pushing it in going, hey, you're not being the Rams.
No.
And going, hey, it's all in. We don't have any draft picks. We don't have this. We need to win this year. And fortunate for them, they did. Or else everybody go, what a bunch of idiots they are. With the Ravens, we've been knocking on that door for God knows how long now. We felt like you've had the best team in football for the past 2 years at a minimum, and you still haven't gotten there. Not even got there to have the chance to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. Maybe you do need to do something out of the ordinary and just go over the top.
Jeremy, I think not winning this year could start closing that window. Winning this year could make that window open up a little bit more because Lamar's young enough for others to want to jump on board. You don't win it, you start getting labeled by other people.
It's weird. You finally have someone that people want to come play with.
Exactly.
And the weird thing
is, win the damn thing.
You've drafted so well that nobody can come play with him. I mean, D-Hop got here.
I mean, if you win it this year, now everybody's like, yo, you know what? They're doing something special in Baltimore with Lamar. He's going to be around for a while. I want to go to Baltimore. If you don't get there, I don't know what's going on in Baltimore, man. They should have been in it by now. Everything changes.
Yep.
Encore, Joe LaCroix is encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Connors, the Daily Line.
Yeah, so I went 3-2 in my top plays yesterday. I got really lucky. I'll tell you the game I got lucky in. Maybe we'll hear a highlight from it. Just I'll take it with the way that some of the bad stuff's gone. Missed out on a couple of prop plays by like a half, which sucks, but we'll get into that. I want to tell you the weather today is phenomenal for baseball. I have one WNBA play that I love. It'll be a top play for me, but there are two weather spots you need to take notice of. One of them's Well, both of them are really close. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Fly ball! This is happening! Can you believe this? The Mariners have come back to tie it. Dom Canzone with two outs and two strikes. Wow! It has all happened in the ninth inning.
High fly ball way back. Josh Naylor all the way to the wall. Walk-off grand slam.
There you go. That's courtesy of Root Sports Northwest and, or South, yeah, Northwest. What am I saying? MLB extra innings. If you missed it, so that was my top play yesterday. Seattle and Arizona, over 9. And when I gave it out in the morning, it was at 9.5.
Canzone. Was that the name of the mobster in, no, yeah. It was Cantone.
Cantone. Yeah, take small breaths. I tried to explain sunshine to somebody the other day, and it wasn't going over well. A little older than me, but sunshine. Anyway. All right, getting back to the Seattle, Arizona was my top play. When I gave it out in the morning, it was 9.5. By the time I had written things up and the show had ended, it was 9. It's 2-0 for a good period of time. Then Arizona tacks on 2 more runs to make it 4-0. And you heard that clip. Canzone in the top of the 9th capped off a 2-run homer. It was a 4-run 9th to tie it up at 4 apiece. Now, if you're me, you're looking at it going, well, hell, now we need Seattle to score in the top because you need 2 runs to win.
Yep.
1 to push. If you got it at 9.5, you still need the 2 runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 11th from Josh Naylor. So, yeah, that was a good one for us. It's kind of weird, though, because
all Josh Naylor does is drive and runs.
He'll rock the baby as he goes around the bases, man.
Remember he first did that, what, the Yankees in the postseason?
Yeah, against the Guardians.
Everybody's like,
they didn't like it. We all
now got used to it.
Well, all right, so here's what we have for today. And going back to yesterday, like I said, I was 3-2 in my top plays. I had the Nerfy. Remember we were laughing about it the other day? The NRFI.
Yep.
No runs in the first inning in the Cubs game. Zach Wheeler struck out 3 and gave up a solo home run to Kyle Tucker. Thanks a lot. The game still went under. That was a top play for me. The other one I missed, God, it hurts. Aaron Civale, under 4.5 Ks, he got 5. So lost those 2 by 1/2, and then, of course, the way the other one went. Also had, just speaking of yesterday, the other win was Zach Neto over 1.5 total bases. I'm now 5-0 in Zach Neto props. Guy's my effing hero. I think I got to buy his jersey. So let's get to today. Today and what we're going to look at, there's a lot of things that I think are pretty interesting here. Let me start off with the WNBA because it's only one play. Taking the Dream minus 5 against the Fever. I thought the Fever might be okay without Caitlin Clark, especially playing some of these other they look terrible.
Yeah.
They just look dreadful. And the Dream's been playing better this year, surprisingly. It was 4 this morning. It's already gone up to 5. If I'm looking at the public money, it all goes on the Fever. Mm-hmm. Give me the Dream.
They're
minus
much better
5.
Than the Dream team a couple of years ago.
You know that. Yeah. There's actually a documentary on it, I think. Yep.
but I was dreaming.
Oh, that's it. MLB baseball. MLB weather. Orioles over. Great spot. Phillies over. Great spot. I'll get to that in a second. Mets over. Royals over. Cardinals over. Dodgers over. These are all good weather spots for hitting.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one like slight lean towards an under, and I didn't even write it down because it wasn't anywhere near as good as some of these. The Orioles over and the Phillies over, the best spots today. Both of those games are top plays for me. I'll get back to that in a second, but I just want to talk about why these are such good spots. I mention this all the time, whether people buy into my weather stuff. The East Coast, when it rains and then it gets hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old man was snoring. When it rains and it gets hot, the humidity picks up. The humidity carries the ball. So if you get fly balls, you're like, oh, that one's going to keep going. You don't need the wind. It's still going. We see this on the East Coast, and I even throw Cincinnati in there as well. The Red Stadium, and then up and down the East Coast, from the Braves all the way to the Orioles, the Nats, the Phillies, the Pirates. You can even get it up in New York some, but mainly in this area, for whatever reason, when it gets hot after rain, the ball just carries. We have a 9.5 total in the Cubs-Phillies game, and it's not in Wrigley. It's in Philadelphia.
So kind of the Mid-Atlantic region.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird how it, and going all the way down to Atlanta, Atlanta's the same way. In fact, I think Atlanta and Baltimore are the 2 best. Cincinnati's great as well because, again, they're smaller parks that also have jet streams. Those 2, I don't know if you'd say that about Camden Yards, but we've seen the ball carry here, and I think it happens again today. These are 2 of the best spots. The game in Philly, the game in Baltimore. I'm betting the over on both of them. My 2 favorite plays by far today. Now, getting to some of the other plays I like. I like Texas and Minnesota to go over 8.5. I like Cleveland minus 115. I like St. Louis and Colorado to go over 11.5. So that's in Coors, obviously, with that big number. And I like the Yankees and Royals to go over 8.5. And everybody's going to say you're crazy because it's Max Fried pitching in that game. At some point, Max Fried and that 1-run ERA is not hanging around. He is on fire right now. Looks great. It is a scary bet, and it's one of the reasons why I'm making it a top play, because I think the Yankees can knock around the Royals, and I think the Royals can get to Max Fried and then eventually the bullpen. I like the over of 8.5 there. I think everybody's betting this game wrong. Recap real quick. And there's a couple props I like too. One of the plays that's going to be in my top play, Sawyer Gibson Long. He pitches for the Tigers.
Right?
Yep, he pitches for the Tigers. He and Gunnar Henderson are two prop plays I love. I love Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 bases. It's minus 115. And I love Sawyer Gibson Long under 4.5 strikeouts. My algorithm has him at 4.
Right.
That half, thank you. That half is so huge. Minus 175 is what you have to pay to bet the under on this.
So half of mine is bigger than yours?
The quarter of yours is bigger than mine. What are you talking about? Sawyer Gibson Long under 4.5. And by the way, don't get confused today because there's two guys with hyphenated last names. Simeon Woods Richardson is pitching for the Twins.
They can't get Gibson Long confused.
I hope so. Gibson Long. Part of the family?
No.
I doubt it. All right.
Is
I don't think so.
He's white.
He's white?
Yeah. Hold on. He can't be related through marriage?
In this town, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, come on. All right, to recap my top plays, love the Cubs-Phillies over, love the Orioles over against the Tigers. I'm on the Yankees over. I'm on the Dream, -5, and my favorite prop play is Sawyer Gibson Long under 4.5, but I really do like that Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 bases at -115. There you go.
There you go, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. No NBA tonight either, right? It's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's dumb, man.
They do it every year.
Sunday to Wednesday. Is it on Friday?
It probably will be, and then back on Sunday.
Yeah, it is on Friday. Friday, then Sunday.
And then they go back.
No, Friday to Monday. Not even on Sunday.
Yep.
That's crazy, man. It's too many days off.
And by the way, I misspoke because I can't read my own handwriting. It's San Fran in Colorado, not St. Louis. Thanks, Shab. St. Louis is hosting Toronto.
NBA just doesn't care about the fans.
Well, they care about the ratings. They care, and this is one of the ones where we have two small market teams. They keep preaching, oh, wherever you read your news, somebody said it was one of the highest rated opening games in NBA history, and the other one I heard was the ratings were down immensely, and I believe the other one.
Immensely?
Yeah. I can't buy into two small, and even with that first game was amazing. Second game, not so much. Thunder favored by 4.5. And
maybe,
I think they win.
Maybe that last 6 minutes or so was high rating.
But you got to know what's going on if you're not watching the beginning, you know?
Twitter.
I know. But
notifications.
Do you think people are going to go, oh my God, I got to see this now? Yeah. If they didn't care about it in the beginning?
I think so.
Maybe. I mean, maybe, but.
I think so. And what else was on against the Sunday? Wasn't it? It was something really good on Sunday. Wasn't the.
Well, you had the Tony Awards.
French Open?
French Open was on. But that would have been early, right?
It was early. Yeah, it was early.
Was the Tony Awards Sunday? Not that that's taken away from it.
You should know. Ed and I don't watch the Tony
Awards. I was a theater major.
Oh, we know.
And a math major.
Oh, we know.
What do you mean you know? What does that mean? Are you insinuating something about theater majors or just me?
You.
Both.
I gave you the out there. So
just saying both.
Ed, screw you, man.
I'm glad you gave me the out because I was drowning.
I know you can't swim.
I was drowning.
Why do we both do the same thing?
We're going to have this swim contest. We're going to video it.
I'm not a great swimmer, but I can swim.
I'm going to whip your ass down and back. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, Jeremy. It's going to be embarrassed.
Until we get
white man
water.
Lose to a black guy in the pool.
We're not doing it in the pool. We're doing it in the water, in the beach.
No, no beach. How are we going down and back in the beach?
Maybe you win.
What are you talking about?
Keep going.
How are you going?
You know how you had the kid and you tell him to run long, you're going to throw the football, and then you turn around and go back in the house? That's what I do.
Let's go down the back. Let's do it at the beach.
Hey, tell Rob when he gets back he won.
Oh, boy. I don't go on the beach water.
Yeah.
I ain't going to no beach water, man.
I understand.
It's nasty. It's nasty. I mean, what's down there? What's at your feet?
You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Would you get in the water like, let's say it was clear, Jamaica?
Puerto Rico, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
He might have something there. Because when I had that open wound on my back, the one I was not allowed to do was go in the water.
Yeah, why is that?
They stretch because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Absolutely cannot go in. Couldn't go to the pool either. Not in the pool, not in the ocean, because there's this nasty stuff in there.
I remember as a kid, I stepped on a horseshoe crab. I was like, what is that? And I picked it up
horseshoe.
And I went, it scared the hell out of me.
Always stepping on stuff. You don't know what's in there.
Uh-huh.
Ed Towson, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you jokers doing?
Good. All right, man.
All right. Look, Rob, I got a question for you. I was looking at the A's game the other night, and I love listening to Jim Palmer I don't know why he didn't become a manager at some point in his career. But base running, okay, there were two situations where Jim kind of said, why'd you do that? And during the series, you got a third base coach, you got a first base coach. And I don't know how they factor in to the base running thing, but is it a deal with base running when you're talking about the run game? Is it a deal where you looking at your coach, or is it that you get a feeling, a gut feeling like Cedric? I'm sure Ced's got the green light a lot, but how does that green light factor into what the coach is telling you? Because at one time,
I know what plays you're thinking about. What's the common denominator in both plays?
What's that?
Second base. Okay. Once you hit second, it's your decision.
Is it really?
Yes. I mean, because there's no one there to guide you. If the play is in front of me, as they say, I'm going from first to second, and that play is in left field. It's in front of me. I'm not taking my eye off the ball to look at the coach until I commit it to third base. Once I hit second, commit to third, now I'm picking up the coach because I'm seeing whether he's going to send me or hold me or tell me to slide. But when you're hitting second base, more often than not, it's your decision. If the ball's hit the right field, still, second base is my decision. Now, I decided when I hit second base that I'm turning to third. Once I turn to third, now I'm picking up the third base coach to see what I'm doing next. So, you know, a lot of times base running problems, the common denominator is second base. No coach there.
Let me hit you one real quick with this last one. Okay, in the situation, and these guys are trying. They're pros. The ones, like you're on first base. When my man got picked off and it was, you know.
That was a balk.
Now,
all
but the thing is, are you listening to, like, the first base guy, is he telling you, like, you're taking a big lead,
Yeah.
Where's that factor in?
Two things happened with Tony Sanders. Thanks a lot for the call, Ed. Good question. Two things. Before the game, Tony Sanders told the umpire, watch him, he balks, because he does balk all the time. Number two, yes, Tony Sanders is telling him to get back, but the balk makes it look like he's going to deliver to the plate. And he's jump stop. He's not on a mound rubber anymore. That's not anybody's fault but the umpire for not. That is a balk. You can't jump stop the first. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but to answer Tony's question, yes. First base coaches tell him to get back. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, speaking of nudity, listen. Shut up, Rob. You ain't said nothing this segment. And then you start laughing at the little wiener joke. Wild video shows a naked man dancing on top of a moving cop car in California. Don't we have enough going on in California right now that some jackass has got to get naked and start jumping on cars? I wanted to bring this story up because I always like talking to former police officers about chasing naked people. It's your least, it's got to be your least favorite thing to do, and depending on what they look like, but definitely naked men. Right? Have you had some naked incidents? Ed, you've told this before. You've had a couple of incidents with nude dudes, right?
Well, many.
Oh, and some of when you were a cop.
Oh, no.
Yes! Yes! Sorry.
Just, yeah. I don't deny any of this. That brought to you by Lions Den every day. Lions Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Put some spark in your relationship, as you know, sex life. Are we going to talk about it? Check out Lions Den, 6 locations around here.
Maybe the end of the show, but I told you I was giving away tickets. 2 tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley Golf Club, courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evan Scholars Foundation, 410-583-1057.
I want to go to that.
Cool.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Mr. Norris, what'd you learn?
One of my least favorite hockey players is having a great playoff series in the Stanley Cup final. That'd be Brad Marchand. He has got, and Joe may agree or not, like the most punchable face in the NHL.
He's the dude that was licking people, right? You got the big nose?
He's got the big nose.
They're leaning into the rat face thing, too.
Are they?
Yeah, they put it on their rally towels.
So he's the guy that can smoke a cigarette in the rain and doesn't get wet?
Yeah, that's him. But I mean, the problem is, you know, you hate somebody, but you have to give him a tip of the cap. He's with the Panthers. He was a Bruin for a long time.
That's every day of my life.
What?
I hate somebody, but I got to give him a tip of the cap.
Most overtime goals in Bruins history. Most shorthanded goals in Bruins history. Most goals in play of elimination games in Bruins history. Fastest overtime goal in Bruins history. Everything. Most suspensions in NHL history, by the way. How about that? 8 suspensions recorded. And most playoff goals in Boston Bruins history. And they have a storied history, Boston Bruins. He's a fantastic player. But
he loves being the bad guy, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some national days today. Today is National Frosted Cookie Day, National Forklift Safety Day.
Oh, good.
National Egg Roll Day. I love egg rolls. You like egg rolls?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Egg rolls is delicious. I like spring rolls, too.
National Herbs and Spices Day.
Delicious.
National Iced Tea Day. And National Black Cow Day. You know what a black cow is, don't you?
The Steely Dan song.
Black cow is what they used to call root beer floats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Black cows.
Huh.
So, there's National Root Beer Float Day. Some birthdays for you. Today is Pokey Reese, former baseball player, 52. Former baseball player Freddie Garcia, he turns 49. Today, 2 people share a birthday. Football Hall of Famer Dan Fouts, and as we said a little bit earlier, Oriole Hall of Famer Ken Singleton. Joe, who's older, Fouts or Singleton? I'll go with you, Jeremy. Jeremy, who's older?
I'll say Singleton.
Singleton? Ed?
I agree. Ken just looks younger.
He looks
older, though.
He's
way older than he looks. He looks fantastic.
Dan Fouts or Ken Singleton? Joe?
I actually think I know how old Ken is, though. I'm going to go Fouts.
Going Fouts. Ken Singleton today turned 78. Dan Fouts turned 74.
Mm. Right.
So it's a lot closer than you thought.
Yeah. But I knew Ken was older. He just looks like he's, you know.
I knew Jeremy's Ken was age. 77. I did know that.
Jeremy Kyle, what you got going on over there, man?
Well, yesterday I found out that most people don't like holding hands in public, especially if they don't know you. And remember, tomorrow is not promised. Make sure you call your siblings and tell them that they're ugly today. Here you go. My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down. This is a corny one, but it's old. People have often asked me, how is it like working as an elevator operator? It has its ups and downs. Here we go. I got an email the other day telling me how to read maps backwards. Turns out it's just spam. That was really dumb. What do you call a pig that's lost its oink? Disgruntled. What do you give a disgruntled pig? Oinkment. A chicken, a penguin, and an ostrich walked into a bar, and then the rest of the birds laughed. So Joe, the bar, like he walked into an actual bar, not a bar where you get drinks and stuff from. If that makes sense. Anyway, I hated watching silent movies with my dad. This thing is so true. He always had to add smell. Did you guys ever have that issue? My dad would lay on the couch and go, who wants to jump in the hole? He'd have his legs like kind of, you know, he's laying down. Every time we did, he'd lock his legs and fart on us. It was just an awful, awful thing to do. Here you go. I saved that pointy hat, broomstick, and cauldron to my Amazon account. That's my witch list. No, nothing? Nothing? What pop star is also a sheep farmer? Ed Sheeran. All right, last one here. What's the best snack to eat while rock climbing? A Cliff Bar.
A Cliff Bar.
Oh, you didn't like? Oh, you gave me a rip.
One more birthday. Yeah. Go ahead.
Robbie Senior from Robbie's First Best.
Happy birthday, Robbie!
And everybody from everybody here. Happy birthday, Robbie.
Robbie's the best.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.